This article was originally published on popzara.com. Read this and more on our website. Fairy tales have always been a fantastic subject for video games. Who can forget the Brothers Grimm's tales about the post-apocalyptic wasteland that eventually became the Fallout series? Aesop's fables are what led to Mortal Kombat, somehow. Ravenlock is another fairy tale focused game that combines creative aesthetics and accessible gameplay to make a perfectly cromulent whole. When our heroine's family moves to a new house out in the sticks, it seems like things are going to be pretty dull. That's before she finds a mysterious mirror that ends up drawing her to the realm of Dunia, a fairy tale world more than a little inspired by Alice in Wonderland. At the behest of the downtrodden citizens, she takes up blade and shield as the legendary hero Ravenlock, destined to save the land from an evil monarch. Ravenlock is an adorable voxel-based fairy tale adventure that owes a lot to the Legend of Zelda series. The displaced heroine will run around gorgeous areas, smack the bejesus out of baddies with a sword and cower behind her shield when things start to get a little too spicy. Combat is surprisingly quick and snappy, with our homegirl able to swing her weapon around like an overclocked blender. The experience definitely seems to be intended for younger and newer players, since it's all relatively simple stuff so long as you don't forget to level up as you progress. Your character will obtain new skills and abilities as you progress, but don't expect anything especially elaborate. This isn't a Souls game, or even something as deep as one of the more modern open-world Zelda titles. Ravenlock prefers to stick to its guns and remain straightforward throughout. Gameplay is a big deal, of course, but it's clear that the heart and soul of the game is its presentation. Everything's assembled via voxels. Think Minecraft on a much smaller scale and you've got the idea, and settings, characters and enemies alike look fantastic. It's easily the most striking point when it comes to Ravenlock, and the unique style alone means it might be worth the 7 hours or so it'll take you to get through this one. The bite-sized length and availability on Game Pass mean that you can't really go wrong with Ravenlock. Outside of its aesthetics, this isn't a game that does a lot to shake things up. On the other hand, it's a cute and well-made adventure that doesn't overstay its welcome and enjoyable while it lasts. If you've got a Game Pass subscription, it's an easy recommendation, and fans of older Zelda-style titles might want to take a peek as well. Thanks for listening. Read this and other articles on popzara.com.